Ellis's hands are nailed to the wall. Can't be counted as a vote.
I said the voting is closed, Mr. McMurphy. You're just making a spectacle of yourself.
He don't pay any attention to her. He comes on down the line of chronics.
Come on, come on. Just one vote from you birds. Just raise a hand. Sure you can still do it.
I'm tired, says Pete and wags his head. The night is the Pacific Ocean.
The colonel is reading off his hand. Can't be bothered with voting.
One of you guys, for crying out loud. This is where you get the edge, don't you see that? We have to do this, or we're whipped. Don't a one of you clucks know what I'm talking about enough to give us a hand? You, Gabriel. George? No? You, Chief. What about you?
He's standing over me in the mist. Why won't he leave me be?
Chief, you're our last bet.
The big nurse is folding her papers. The other nurses are standing up around her. She finally gets to her feet.
The meeting is adjourned then, I hear her say, and I'd like to see the staff down in the staff room in about an hour. So if there is nothing else...
It's too late to stop it now. McMurphy did something to it that first day, put some kind of hex on it with his hand so it won't act like I order it. There's no sense in it, any fool can see. I wouldn't do it on my own. Just by the way the nurse is staring at me with her mouth empty of words, I can see I'm in for trouble, but I can't stop it. McMurphy's got hidden wires hooked to it, lifting it slow just to get me out of the fog and into the open where I'm fair game. He's doing it. Wires...
No, that's not the truth.
I lifted it myself.
McMurphy whoops and drags me standing, pounding my back. 21! The chief's vote makes it 21! And by God, if that ain't a majority, I'll eat my hat.
Yippee! Cheswick yells.
The other acutes are coming across toward me.
The meeting was closed, she says.
Her smile is still there, but the back of her neck as she walks out of the day room and into the nurse's station is red and swelling, like she'll blow apart any second. But she don't blow up, not right off. Not until about an hour later. Behind the glass, her smile is twisted and queer, like we've never seen before. She just sits. I can see her shoulders rise and fall as she breathes. McMurphy looks up at the clock, and he says it's time for the game. He's over by the drinking fountain with some of the other acutes, down on his knees scouring off the baseboard. I'm sweeping out the broom closet for the 10th time that day. Scanlon and Harding, they got the buffer going up and down the hall, polishing the new wax into shining figure eights. McMurphy says again that he guesses it must be game time, and he stands up, leaves the scouring rag where it lies. Nobody else stops work. McMurphy walks past the window where she's glaring out at him and grins at her like he knows he's got her whipped now. When he tips his head back and winks at her, she gives that little sideways jerk of her head. Everybody keeps on at what he's doing, but they all watch out of the corners of their eyes while he drags his armchair out to in front of the TV set, then switches on the set and sits down.